Sports Time Radio. All sports, all the time.
I just realized that I titled this podcast as June 11th when it's actually Wednesday, June 12th. But anyways, this is Sports Time Radio. I'm the Big Jack. With me is Dan the Man. And if you'd like to call into this podcast, 646-478-3753 is the number to do that. If not, feel free to email us, sportstimeradio@hotmail.com. Anything else you need, head on over to sportstimeradio.com. Now, you know, blogs go up on Wednesdays and Saturdays, so something did show up there eventually today. If you haven't managed to get over there, swing on by. It's right there at the top of the page for you. Of course, while you're at sportstimeradio.com, hit that link, follow it over to the Sports Time Radio Facebook page. If you could like that while you're over there, of course, we greatly appreciate that. But don't forget, we also have the Twitter feed, which is at Sports Time Radio. Now, Dan and I are on Twitter as well. I am at Burke Time, and Dan the Man is at?
Dan the Man with three E's.
Oh, all right. You know, Dan, there's so much just garbage going on. I don't even know where to start. I really don't. So where do you want to start?
With the garbage.
Yeah. Well, let's start about the garbage that you and I know the least about. The Women's World Cup started. And yesterday, the USA team had a pretty easy matchup against the team from Thailand, where they went on to win 13-0. And all I've heard since, Dan, are complaints about how incredibly unprofessional these women were and how they ran up the score. Now, you know, the sad part is, Dan, is if they would have won 2-1, everybody would have been complaining that they only beat Thailand by 2 goals. So I don't get the idea here besides this crap. I mean, it's just it's just so irritating to listen to these morons. And I know absolutely nothing about World Cup soccer. You know, all I know is 13 is a pretty big number. And, you know, you've either got to be a really good team to get there or you got to be playing a really bad team to do that. And I think it was kind of a combination of both. But you know, why are they, you know, like I heard somebody complaining that they shouldn't have celebrated after they scored. Well, what the hell were they supposed to do? Walk back like nothing happened? I don't understand this. So help me out. Explain this to me. You have a daughter.
You're not supposed to have fun. You're not supposed to celebrate. You're just supposed to do nothing.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's not like they did anything egregious or anything like that. I mean, it was just normal, you know, celebration type stuff. It wasn't anything, gigantic. But yeah, you know, and I mean, I guess that you don't want them to celebrate, stop them from scoring, right?
Pretty much.
So. But, it just, you know, the more I heard about it, it got stupider and stupider. Obviously, you know, Thailand is new to soccer. So they're not kind of at the level that America is, kind of like America actually isn't at the level that some of these other teams are. So, it just becomes idiotic, you know, listening to these guys when it comes to stuff. And holy crap, is that loud. Jeez. There. So, yeah, you know, like I said, it was just kind of baffling. You know, and all of a sudden, you know, Alex Morgan is a bad person because she scored like 6 goals or 5 goals or something. So she's a terrible person because she did that.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Can you break down the rest of the World Cup for me? Because I don't know nothing about it.
They won. Yeah, I don't even know who they are.
Well, you know, I believe actually Fox is carrying it during the day on the main Fox network. It's not just on, you know, FS1 or FS2 or, you know, wherever they throw extra programming to bury stuff. I mean, it's on there as well, but there are live games on Fox. You know, and I know they, you know, since America has a good team, they want this to be a big deal. You know, if the team stunk, we probably wouldn't be seeing any of these, kind of like when the Men's World Cup happened. You know, the team isn't very good, so we don't see much of the game. But, yeah, it's just something I'm just not into. You know, I mean, obviously we hope they do well. It's an American team. But, you know, other than that, I'm just kind of like, yeah, okay, you know, that's fine. So, you know. Yeah, that was the start of my complaining, and then I got to hear all the conspiracy talk, Dan. I don't know if you heard this one, but apparently Kevin Durant was forced to play in Game 5 by the Golden State Warriors, and that's why he got hurt, because they forced him to play.
Is that according to him or his agent? Or?
No. That's just the conspiracy theorists out there. You know, that's all the idiots who are, you know, looking for a story or trying to come up with something. Whatever they can work out. He was either forced or I saw somebody who was conned into playing. I honestly can't believe that these guys who get paid to do this. You know, you and I are doing this just to talk to each other on the phone. These idiots actually get paid for it, trying to blame it on the Warriors team doctors, saying that, you know, that, well, they probably gave him the approval, so he went ahead and played, and look at him now. I mean, do these idiots honestly believe that a guy in Durant's position who's willing, in the process of being the biggest free agent on the market, isn't going to get approval from his own personal physician before he played again? Dan, are they really that dumb?
Well, like you said, he's going to be the biggest, hottest free agent. But not to mention that he played for a team that he wants to win back-to-back championships with. So he was forced to play?
Yeah. Or forced, or some, you know, some people use the word conned into playing.
I mean, what was the con? You don't get
well, they conned him into, you know, telling him he was healthy enough to play when he wasn't. But, I just thought it was incredibly stupid. I mean, a guy like him with, you know, like I said, again, we're talking about gigantic money here. You honestly don't think he went out and got multiple opinions from doctors before he decided to play? They're really that dumb that they think this is how he went about it? The Warriors doctor said, oh, okay, you're good to go. Go play. And he went and played? You honestly think – they honestly think that's how it worked out?
Well, I mean, with my experience, the only one who could – get a doctor to change his recommendation or, you know, work status would be Kevin Durant. There's no way in hell, you know, the team is going to force the doctor or their own doctor because, you know, what you're talking is conspiracy or what they're claiming. Whoever's claiming that the team doctor, that's a conspiracy theory.
The sad part about all that is if there was any truth to it, imagine the lawsuit that would open up.
Mm-hmm.
So, it got stupider and stupider as it went on. You know, I mean, if you remember, Kawhi Leonard actually went through this with the Spurs last year. The Spurs doctor gave him a clean bill of health, and that's understandable. I mean, if you've ever been on workman's comp and have to go to the workman's comp doctor, they are obviously much more lenient in your return. I had to do it one time, and this guy was just a wackadoodle. He was nowhere close to on my return date to work. He was literally about 2 weeks off after I had a major knee surgery, and I wasn't playing for an NBA championship. You know, I was some schmuck making minimum wage on a, you know, a factory job and doing that kind of gig at the time. And they wanted me back at work right away. I'm sure the Warriors wanted Durant back, but there's no way he didn't go, okay, well, that's great. I appreciate your opinion. Now I'm going to go talk to my doctor, which was what Kawhi Leonard did. And his doctor said, no, don't play. And Leonard sat out. So if there was any question from Durant's doctors, he wouldn't have played. You know, and I listened to these idiots over and over, and it was like, really? You guys honestly think this is how it went down? So... So yeah, and that was obviously my first NBA pain in the rear, and then the other one I just kind of added to another reason on why I hate the NBA even more. It's turned out that apparently the Boston Celtics have turned out to be a really serious team when it comes to trying to acquire Anthony Davis. Well, now, of course, we know, Anthony Davis is represented by the agency LeBron James owns. What is that? Clutch Sports. And his agent, Rich Paul. Well, this idiot Rich Paul comes out today and gives a statement saying, yeah, hey, it's great. The Celtics can go ahead and trade for him, but he's only going to be there 1 year. Isn't that like the definition of tampering, Dan?
Well, I mean, not if his contract is only up to the end of the year. It's not technically tampering.
Well, I guess an even a greater term is, didn't that just kill every or any trade value whatsoever the Pelicans had, with the exception of dealing him to the Lakers, where he will stay and re-sign after this year? I mean, if you're any other team, don't you pull your offer off the table?
Yes, I pull it off immediately.
Because, I heard some more of the idiots say, well, look at Kawhi Leonard. The Raptors took this chance. Kawhi's agent never flat out came out and said, yeah, he'll only be in Toronto for 1 year. Rich Paul flat out said today that if Anthony Davis was traded to Boston, he would only be there for one season. So, don't try to compare him. It's a completely different subject. If Kawhi decides to leave, that's up to Kawhi Leonard. There's no comparison here. He didn't come out at the beginning of the year and say, yeah, well, great, I'm in Toronto now, but I'm only going to be here for one season. That, this was actually said to the media. It's been quoted. Again, it's just another reason why I don't like the NBA more and more. I mean, you got these agents who are just going to dictate who's going to sign where and which teams are going to be good. Do you even need a front office anymore as an NBA team? You just got to basically kick the agent's rear end and get all those guys to sign with you, right?
Pretty much.
So, I know obviously there's probably nothing the NBA can do. And in reality, Adam Silver doesn't want to do anything about this because he wants the Lakers to be good. So he would love to see Anthony Davis get traded to the Lakers and then re-sign. That wouldn't be an issue at all with the NBA. So, there's nothing that's going to happen. I mean, it's just, it's just so much garbage, is just the only real word I can think of it. And I mean, now I'm at the point is I don't understand why you would even be an NBA fan. You know, I mean, there's no reason at all to like the game.
I mean, I still enjoy going to the game.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, going might be of interest at least because you get to see it. But, I mean, it, you know, I mean, there's, you know, I mean, what's good about the league? You know, you're watching guys throw up 35-foot jump shots or they're dunking. What's exciting about that?
I'm trying to think of something.
Yeah, you know, and I mean, eventually, you know, they'll, you know, basically what it's going to work out to is these guys better get their money while they can get their money. Because I don't know how long this contract is they've got with the Mickey Mouse Network and TNT, but they're not going to get anywhere close to the dollar figure next time it comes up. So they better really, really cash their money now and, you know, anything else that goes with it. Because, you know, ratings suck. Nobody wants to watch this, and I can't blame them. So, you know, it is humorous because the first thing anybody said 2 years ago about the NFL is, look how the ratings are down. Oh, my God, look at the ratings. I can't believe the ratings suck so bad. You know, even Schaumburg Stu was on the bandwagon on Fridays when he was coming on with me, you know, telling me how bad the NFL ratings are. I've heard one person point out this season that the NBA ratings are down, and they are way down from last year. But oddly, you know, obviously the Mickey Mouse Network isn't going to mention it because, you know, they invested an arm and a leg in it. But, you know, I don't know. Is the NBA just as big a deal as the NFL? Who cares if the ratings blow chunks?
Maybe the advertising is just cheaper.
So, you know, it's just kind of, yeah, what, they're afraid to lose their advertising rates. That's why nobody wants to point it out.
Yeah, I mean, that could be a huge part of it, but, you know, the excuse that they could say is, you know, like the difference between the NBA and the NFL is the NBA is, you know, multiple times a week, where the NFL really is, you know, 3 days.
Yeah, you know, but oddly, you know, the NFL ratings came right back last year, and nobody remembered to point that out. So,
yeah, well, and, I mean, isn't it plainly obvious that football fans in general and just want to watch the game? And while there is, you know, a division in the country, which oddly, the whole kneeling thing all coincided with the presidential election, which has become more of a decisive division, a divider for the country. You know, you're either right or left. There's no in between. And with all that political turmoil, they kind of reflected upon the NFL, and then we got over it. They, you know, they stopped showing the national anthem, which some people were like, oh, how are you going to stop showing? Like you really, you can't tell me that anybody at home heard the national anthem, got up off the couch if they were wearing a hat, you know, took it off, put your right hand over your heart, the national anthem. No, shut the hell up. You can't tell me that. You know, what would the percentage be? Under 3%? If that?
Oh,
so,
I think you're a little there.
Yeah, you know, I think I'm being pretty generous with that. So, I mean, let's think about it. Until the kickoff, even with the kickoff, the way it has gone today, with pretty much every kickoff being out of the end zone, I mean, just, you know, for me, I don't know about you, Big Jack, but, hey, you know, I'll have the channel on, but if I'm going to grab my lunch or another drink, a bag of chips or whatever, guess what I'm doing? I'm doing it at the open of the game.
Yeah, you know, the only national anthem I'm watching in any sport is the Blackhawks.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the only ones are the NHL ones to a lot of, you know, fun, cool, you know, interesting stuff. So, I don't want to see, NFL players kneeling. I'm just not into that. I don't, you know, like I always said, I support their right to do it, but I don't support why they're doing it. So, you know, it's like, great, you know, go ahead. But I, you know, that's about the end of it for me. And, you know, there's, you know, a lot of times while the national anthem's going on, well, you know, I would be watching the NFL Network as they were setting up whatever last-minute thing was going on. But, of course, like I've mentioned multiple times, thanks to ATT Uverse, I no longer have the NFL Network because they took it away from me. So, I'll have to come up with something else to do. You know, maybe I'll go get that bag of chips or dip or whatever I need there.
Yeah. A quick run to the bathroom. I don't know. I mean, you can listen to Mark Cuban because people are going to watch it when you tell them to watch it. But I don't know. I think a lot of the drama with the NBA and the fact that it's just been so predictable. Of all the sports, the outcome.
Yeah, well, you know, and the odd thing, like, you know, with the ratings is they, and I don't know why it seems to go like that, but every time there's a presidential election, NFL ratings go down. I don't know what the correlation is or why it happens to do that, but everybody just ignored that. And it was just kind of like, you know, do you guys only do half your research or do you leave out the stuff that affects your story the way you don't want it to go? And obviously we know which one it is. I mean, you don't want to ruin a good story with the truth. You know, I mean, why kill it? So the stupidity just gets more and more ridiculous as you go on with these things. And it baffles me listening to, you know, these guys just kind of ramble on about this stuff, and it's like, who's doing your research and leaving out the little bits and pieces here? Because obviously it's not these guys we see giving the stories. They're not doing the research. You know, I mean, my buddy Colin Cowherd isn't out there doing any research. He's just reading whatever they give him. But, you know, it's like, really? You know, I mean, you know, if I knew this and I don't have the resources that you guys do to figure it out, how did you not know? So. But yeah, you know, it's just kind of. just kind of baffling when I listen to, you know, these guys. And, you know, a lot of times I'll just sit there and look at the TV and be like, wait, what did they just say? You know, and it literally takes me a minute or two to kind of figure out what they're actually just talking about or what they said. So.
You know, and it's just kind of funny you bring that up because you said to me earlier, you really wouldn't know how to, what kind of topics to jump on if you became a YouTuber. I mean, well, it might be some work to do every day and, you know, but watching this stuff and taking your notes on who said what and then just going off and proving them wrong. It might be fun.
It just kind of... You know, just kind of baffling. You know, when I hear it, I'm like, wait, what? So, you know, well, I don't know. It's just hugely frustrating. You know, at times, and I'm like, oh God. So. Yeah. I hate when I can't find what I'm looking for. It makes me crazy. So, you know how it goes. I had to, while we were going back and forth here, I had to double check. I haven't seen if we've had any shady trades in our money league lately, so I figured I would jump on real quick and try to get a check here. But it looks like we've been good since that one that was incredibly shady to start the season. But we should be okay, since technically I'm still in charge, since Mr. Fantasy is in Europe still, so I have to I have to make sure things are on the up and up and we're rolling along. Otherwise, it'll be my fault. So. you know how those go. So those were my really big frustrations, just listening to people was, the good old Women's World Cup and, the Kevin Durant thing on how he was, they conned him into playing because they knew he wasn't ready to play. Wait, he wasn't ready to play? Oh, my God.
So, basically they're telling everyone that Kevin Durant doesn't know himself and that he has absolutely no control over whether he plays
it. Exactly. Yeah, he would just go out and do whatever they told him to do. And obviously he waited a month to play. So, I'm sure, things were okay there.
You cannot tell me that any one of these guys that plays in the NBA, including Kevin Durant, that he was not dying to get out there. You cannot tell me that with all the stuff that goes along with being a pro athlete, at the end of the day, this is what these guys do, they love to do, and they wouldn't have it any other way. You cannot tell me that he hasn't been itching to get back on that court this entire month.
Oh, yeah, you know he's been wanting to play, and especially – you go back to look with he's got a lot on the line, in these playoffs. Obviously, not only the fact that he's playing for, back-to-back titles, he's rolling along with that, but he's also got, this upcoming free agency. So it's a big deal for him to be able to play and show he's healthy. I still think they're still saying he's going to get his money even though he's hurt. Teams don't seem to care that he's probably going to have to sit out an entire season, and they're willing to let him do it on their dime. But, I'm sure he wanted to show everybody he could play. There's just no way – there's no way I'm ever going to buy that he was forced or conned or whatever tagline you want to use by the Golden State Warrior doctors to play. So, yeah. I don't get it. It's just baffling at times with the stuff that kind of comes out of these guys' mouths. I'm like, really? You really think this is a conspiracy that he hurt, shouldn't have been playing?
And I'm the conspiracy theorist.
Yeah. So I didn't even come up with that one. So. Yeah, but yeah, he did end up, and I know, nobody really gave a diagnosis. He ended up with a Achilles tendon. So he had the surgery this morning. So he's already on his know, he's already on his, you know, getting, you know, he'll get ready to do his rehab. So I know DeMarcus Cousins ended up missing like 350 days, but most guys come back quicker. I don't know if, you know, Durant will honestly be back to even play next year, but, you know, and then it was humorous because the other thing I heard was they were like, well, this will really affect a big man like Durant. And I'm like, I know Durant's a 7-footer, but when the hell has he ever really been considered a big man? You know, I mean, everybody looks at him as an outside player, a 3-point shooter, right? I mean, you don't look at him as a post-up center type, grab a bunch of rebounds, block a bunch of shots guys, do you?
No, and his was Achilles or ankle?
Achilles. Ruptured his Achilles tendon.
Oof.
Was the official diagnosis. So.
I mean, big man or not, doesn't that affect everyone the same, seeing as it's what you use to walk?
Well, you know, like they were trying to compare him to DeMarcus Cousins, and obviously those guys are two different players.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, like they don't play anywhere the same style of game. And, you know, and it was just kind of like, well, okay, if, you know, that's what you want to go with. But they're, you know, because Kobe had this and, you know, came back and was still Kobe. So I don't know why, you know, Durant couldn't come back. I mean, I would compare him more to Kobe than I would DeMarcus Cousins. So, but we'll, you know, we'll see. And, it will be interesting, you know, to see how it affects free agency because, you know, there were teams, I mean, you know, the Brooklyn Nets just made a move so they could go after two guys, you know, to try to lure Durant. And then the other rumor was Kyrie Irving to come there. So, you know, there's, you know, it'll be a lot of interest to see how teams continue kind of handling free agency and which way they're going to go with it. But, yeah, it's definitely, a bit of a surprising thing they weren't expecting.
So. Well, I mean, obviously no one hoped for that or wanted that to happen.
No, and I mean, I wasn't saying that. I mean, it was just kind of, you know, an unexpected thing, you know, a big surprise for everybody.
Yeah, I mean, they eked it out by 1 point, so we'll see what happens in Oakland.
Yeah, you know, they're going back, what is it? I'm assuming the game is tomorrow, or did they give them a fourth day off? I can't keep track. No, they do say Thursday. The game is Thursday. It's got it's got another 8 o'clock start time, so I won't get to see much of it. So maybe I would like the NBA more if these games actually started an hour earlier. But hey, what the hell do I know? So we'll see how that goes. But yeah, you know, the Warriors are going to try to extend it. You know, one more, get it to a game seven, which would be back in Toronto. People seem to forget that Toronto actually had the best record out of the two teams. I know that's quite a surprise.
When the series opened up, I'm like, wait, what are they doing in Toronto?
Yeah.
Game one. Should just divert back to the Warriors.
And the odd part was no matter if it would have been Toronto or Milwaukee, they each would have been the home team. They both had better records than Golden State in the regular season. So I'm sure people would be surprised to find that out. But, yeah, it just kind of worked out that way this year for the Warriors. So, we'll see how that goes. But then I wanted to ask you here, Dan, did you by any chance get to see the – odd ejections from the Pirates Braves game the other day?
No, my daughter being sick, I've been a little out of the loop the last couple of days.
Yeah, it was a little strange. I guess the night before they had some hit batsmen, and Joe Musgrove hit Josh Donaldson, and I use the term hit really lightly because what actually happened, Dan, is he brushed his jersey. The ball never actually made contact with Donaldson. It hit the hanging out part of his jersey, but by rule, that's a hit by pitch. So Donaldson's awarded first base. He's walking down to first base, and he shoots his mouth off. So Musgrove, of course, counters back, and the benches end up getting emptied. And for some reason, Donaldson and Musgrove are both ejected with no punches thrown and just some shouting at each other. You know, it was like, you know, some of the dumbest ejections, I probably the dumbest ejection this year. And, you know, obviously when you look at it, it puts the Pirates in a gigantic hole compared to what it did to the Braves, because I think it was the first inning. So they lose their starting pitcher in the first inning. Well, you know, all the Braves have to do is plug in, you know, whoever's on the bench. I think it ended up being Johan Camargo. So, you know, they had a quality replacement sitting on their bench. Not that he's as good as Josh Donaldson. Of course, the way Donaldson has played this year, maybe it was a little bit of an upgrade. But, yeah, I mean, it really put the Pirates in the hole. And I, you know, again, it was just baffling umpiring. I mean, wait, they got thrown out for yelling at each other?
So it was Angel Hernandez, the umpire, or chief?
He was one of the umpires. Yeah, he was one of the umpires. So, I don't remember. But, you know, like if you want to throw Donaldson out, he did shove the Pirates catcher out of the way. So, you know, if you want to get picky and you want to throw Donaldson out, you know, I could have lived with, you know, I could have lived with that one. I, you know, it still would have been a problem, but not like this where, you know, Musgrove is gone for taking off his hat and glove and yelling at Donaldson. Okay.
I mean, this is another one of those things that they need to start legislating and actually defining terms. I mean, it's some of the looseness with what the referee umpire has. I remember who was at the beginning of the season. There was an umpire stuck on the NBA who threw out that I could do whatever I want.
Yeah. So, well, I'm sure that was Joe Webb. So, you know, that wouldn't surprise me at all. But, well, you know, and then, like, you know, you take today's Cub game, you know, there were four hit batsmen and no ejections. So, you know, I mean, what, you know, you go from, you know, this crew having some patience and not rushing to anything to the crew doing, you know, the Pirate Braves game who just, hey, you're gone. Get out of here. You're done.
Were their bases cleared in the Cubs game?
I think Cole Hamels hit a guy with a man on, but Anthony Rizzo was hit with the bases empty. You know, and I'm trying to remember the other two when they came in, but I don't remember off the top of my head, you know, if there were – I think there were men on when Brad Brock hit a guy. I think there was a man on. But, yeah, other than that, I don't think there was anything else. But, yeah, it's just, you know, the inconsistency just, you know, it can make you just nuts on your, you know, your own with it. I don't know, maybe there's a way they can figure out to legislate it, but I doubt it. It's, you know, just one of those things. But, yeah, you know, we did have some early games, so let me get you some finals here. We had the Oakland A's beat the Tampa Bay Rays 6-2. The Cincinnati Reds beat the Cleveland Indians 7-2. The Cubs picked up a win in Colorado 10-1, and the Red Sox beat the Rangers 4-3. There were no saves in any of these games, but if you had Liam Hendricks, Anthony DeSclafani, Cole Hamels, or Matt Barnes, you picked up wins at least for your fantasy team, so hopefully that worked out for you. Here's the rest of the schedule tonight. Arizona at Philadelphia and Toronto at Baltimore. should be just underway. St. Louis at Miami is getting ready to start in a minute or two. The rest of the night has Pittsburgh at Atlanta, Detroit at Kansas City, Milwaukee at Houston is the Mickey Mouse Network game of the night. We got Seattle at Minnesota, and then San Diego at San Francisco wrap things up. If you do want to jump on that Mickey Mouse game, you'll see Brandon Woodruff and Justin Verlander as the starters there. So some, you know, solid matchup there. You know, who, you know, again, you never know how the game is going to go. This is baseball, so who the heck knows what's going on. But you know, there you go. You're all caught up on what is possibly going to happen tonight. You never know with the weather or anything how things go, but we shall we shall see. You know, and then interesting, and I'm guessing they just did this for a quick roster spot. The Padres optioned Chris Paddock down. Now, you know, it's no big deal. You know, guys go up and down all the time, but they sent him all the way down to A-ball. You know, not something, you know, you normally do. And Paddock has been really solid for them. He's actually in 12 starts, he's 4-4, but his ERA is 3.15. So, you know, he's been, you know, he was really good for him. I want to get his game log here because I think he struggled his last time out. Actually, he was decent his last time out. He did just go 5 innings. But, you know, he kept his team in it, 3 runs, 6 strikeouts, only walked 1. It was the time before that against Philadelphia he struggled. But, yeah, he's been pretty solid. So the assignment all the way down to A ball is a little weird. I don't know if, you know, if maybe they're just looking to give him a little break because, you know, it's weird because he had Tommy John in 2017, and he only threw 90 innings last year. So I'm wondering if maybe they're concerned with his innings piling up because he's at 65 2/3 already. So he's going to go right by – if they would have kept him up here, he'd have went cruising by last year's total by the All-Star break. But I – you know, like even here it says Paddock is going down merely to rest and is expected to return in 10 days or so. So, yeah, it just looks like they're trying to cut some innings down on the guy, which is why he's going, you know, all the way down to Class A. I guess my biggest problem, if I was a Padre fan, I would be questioning the fact if my team was actually trying to win. You know, I mean, here you got a key member of your rotation, you know, being sent packing. You're, you know, and they are a game under 500. They're 33-34, but they're by no means out of the race. And I, again, you know, it's a move that I'm, you know, kind of baffled by. And I know Paddock has said it struggles as of late, but you could really say he's been their best starter. He's actually the next closest ERA to him is Matt Strom, who's 4.03, but he's on the IL. So if I was a fan, I would be a little upset that, you know, here, you know, do you not know how to take care of a pitcher that you've got to give him 10 days off in June? I mean, does that mean he needs 10 days off come August or, you know, September? Or God forbid September, if we actually do hang around in the race? You know, because, you know, you're only like a game and a half behind the Diamondbacks and just a little more behind the Rockies. So you're right there in that, you know, that wild card hunt. And, yeah, good Lord, yeah, it just kind of, hey, great, here you go, fans, screw you. Come spend your money on our team, but we're not going to try to do anything. So there you go. You know. And then in news that I hope doesn't affect your fantasy team, because I'm really hoping you learned last year, Alex Cobb is done for the season after undergoing hip impingement surgery. I hope you learned your lesson last year with Cobb when he was 5-15 and had a 4.90 ERA. In his 3 starts this year, he was 0-2 with a 10.95 ERA. So I'm sure the Orioles are quite excited about the fact that they have him for one more, or what is it? No, it's two more years. $14 million next year and $15 million the year after that. So I'm sure they're excited that they talked him into that deal, and I'm sure the Cubs are jumping up and down that they gave that contract to Tyler Chatwood instead of Alex Cobb. So even though Chatwood hasn't been great, he's been better than Cobb. So.
Yeah, but they were only going to get Cobb 1 year, yeah?
No, he got the same four-year offer that Chatwood got, and he turned it down. Because he wanted $20 million. So he ended up out all of spring training before he took a lesser deal with the Orioles, and then went out and embarrassed himself last year as a starter and didn't do much better this year. So, yeah, they're just lucky they dodged the bullet. So. But, yeah, and then if you're, if you're hunting for closers, you can probably figure out who's going to fill in for the Jays for the time being, as they put their closer, Ken Giles, on the 10-day injury list. He has inflammation in his right elbow, so he'll probably just miss the 10 days. But if you're in a league that's, big on saves, you can grab it. Looks like they're saying Joe Biagini is going to get the first opportunity. And then if that doesn't work out, they might turn to Daniel Hudson, who's had success as a setup guy. So, yeah, if you need to pick up some quick saves in your league, or if you have Giles and you need to put him on the IL, you may want to try grabbing Biagini first or Daniel Hudson to, kind of see how it goes. I mean, obviously, Toronto isn't winning a ton of games, but like we've seen, even closers on bad teams get 30 saves. Those saves are out there. So, you can possibly find a guy and, maybe for a week or two stock up on a, four or five saves if you're lucky and see how it works out. So that's what Dan's doing right now. He's going through all his leagues looking to see if Joe Biagini is available. So
I'm just glad Buster Posey's back.
Yeah, he just got activated tonight. I didn't see if he did. I didn't look. I guess like you probably know as well as I do if he was in the starting lineup. Let me see if they've announced the Giants lineup with it being a later game.
I just said they took him off the DL. So I took him out of the DL.
So yeah, I have him in that ESPN league, so I'm gonna have to. Go in. I normally don't play the guy the first day they're off anyways, just in case. So, of course, that did bite me in the rear end with Fernando Tatis, so maybe I would learn my lesson there. Yeah, the Giants lineup is out, and Posey is catching and hitting fourth. So.
Well, I had that utility. I threw him in the utility spot for both my leagues because I have Mitch Garver going back, too.
Yes.
Mitch,
sadly, Mitch Garver, we had him in our money league, and he'd done real well for us, but he got hurt, so I dropped him, figuring everybody else had catchers. I just pick up another catcher. Somebody else grabbed him and put him on their IL, so we couldn't get him back. and I don't know if they thought maybe, we would trade for him or something after they did that, but, I know he's just a part-timer with Jason Castro there, but he had done well for us, and I was hoping just to scoop him back up. But somebody beat me to the waiver claim, and I didn't get him back.
Yeah, that's I've with a couple guys who've been, N.A. I didn't want to get rid of Ben Zobrist, but all roads lead to him not coming back. And I did hear – some of the allegations, but I'll keep that between you and I because I don't want to start throwing that around. But, Ryan Yarbrough was one guy I was going to just drop, but then, sometimes you need innings, so I just NA'd him and was able to get him back. Rodney's no longer with anybody. He was NA'd. So I NA'd him, and then but I believe he was signed with the Pirates.
Who, Rodney? For San Francisco Rodney?
I don't know if somebody was. I gotta double check, but you know, I just kind of figured with Rodney, he may have had his troubles, but he may get picked up by another team.
He's been through that before. He ran into some struggles and then he bounced back. Of course, he is much older now, so you do got to kind of wonder if he. If he can do it one more time, so we'll have to see. It looks like the Washington Nationals signed him to a minor league deal, and with as bad as their bullpen is, that's probably not a bad deal for them.
No, not at all. One I was surprised by, and as I looked at his stats, they were not really good at all. Colorado NA. Well, not N8, but, demoted him, was Kyle Freeland. I know he was like Mr. Fantasy Cy Young pick, I think, last year. That was a big surprise.
He went from opening day starter to back in AAA.
Yeah, and that wasn't a knock on Mr. Fantasy, but, I really thought when I drafted him that this guy was going to be, one of my top pitchers. So I was...
You weren't the only one.
So, seeing him drop down to the bottom.
Yeah, no, there were a lot of people on that bandwagon, looking at him to be a breakout, legitimate number one starter for the Rockies, which is something they really never seemed to have. They thought he was going to be the guy, and for whatever reason or however it goes there in Colorado, it just didn't work out for him. And, maybe he can go to, AAA and get things worked out or, find out what was going on. So you gotta figure he'll be back.
Well, I was totally off on Rodney, and the other team I was thinking about was Solarte, Yojernes. I'm pulling one of yours, and Mr. Fantasy screwing his first name up. But he was signed to a minor league contract with the Marlins. And that's the guy you were talking about a few weeks back that you were surprised was just designated. I think with the Giants.
Oh, yes. Jan Hervis Solarte, yes. So,
yeah.
See, I got it right. Especially in today's game, you're looking at a guy who basically can play probably every position except center field. And, he would probably be okay if you put him out there. But I guess, it's the Giants and what they're going through. He's a veteran guy. It was kind of like them designating Gerardo Parra. I know he got off to a slow start, but he's got a resume. It's a good resume. He went to Washington and started hitting right away. But, the Giants need to get these young guys in, and they need to find out, who can play and who can't play. So, I kind of understand them making these moves. It's just odd at times when you see it because, it's two quality veteran guys. And then last night I could have seen this cause I actually was awake, but I didn't have the game on. Did you see Corey Seager pull up lame for the Dodgers last night?
No. What do you mean?
He was either going to score the tying run or it possibly was to put the Dodgers down by one run. And he was coming up to third base, and he just grabbed the back of his leg. And, it was definitely a hammy. And he couldn't score. He had to stop. And he not only did he end up not scoring, the Dodgers didn't end up scoring and ended up losing the game. They plugged him on the IL right away, and they're talking 4 to 6 weeks because apparently this is what they describe as a grade 2 strain of his left hamstring. So just kind of ugly there for Seager again. Obviously it's not a you know, a blown out arm where he's going to miss, you know, an entire year like he did with Tommy John. But, you know, it's still a, you know, a tough blow for this, you know, this team who's been, you know, one of the better, if not the best team in baseball. I think Dan has him on top of his power rankings.
Is that why they lost to the Angels?
Oh, you know, it might have been. I mean, you know, looking at it here, he was, you know, he was hitting 278 with 8 bombs. So, I mean, he was doing okay. You know, obviously, you know, when you got Cody Bellinger playing like the way he is, you're not looking at a lot of the other guys on the team, but nothing wrong with his numbers. So, you know, and I do wonder how they replace him. I guess it's going to be the combination of Chris Taylor and your guy Kiki to fill the role.
I was just going to say, but they're kind of like the Yankees. They have a lot of players.
Yeah. So, and I got to see, did they make a call up here? I'll be interested to know if they called somebody up that we would know or anything like that. But yeah, I mean, you know, they have the guys to make the move. It's just, you know, both Kiki and Taylor haven't really played well this year. No, I don't have an official move here. Of course, this is the Mickey Mouse website, so it's not exactly up to date. Let's see if I can. We've only got about 3 or 4 minutes left in the podcast, so I got to hope I can get my internet to work fast enough to see if they actually made a move. But there's no promise that's going to happen. But yeah, like I said, that's just my guess, is the fact that they'll use Taylor and Hernandez to fill in. I just interested to know who they brought up or how it, you know, kind of shakes down the lineup. And obviously, you know, they're not playing today, so they have an extra day to kind of figure out what they, you know, what they've got going on and, you know, all that other stuff. So we'll have to see. But yeah, just a, you know, terrible injury on a guy who, you know, just seems to keep running into these things. So, let's see. Well, the Dodgers signed former Cub Zach Roscoe, but that doesn't answer my question on if or what they did with Seaver. Maybe they didn't make an official move yet. So, you know, maybe now that the thing, it's been announced, they'll wait a day. Yeah, because I don't have anything on it yet. So maybe tomorrow we'll know what the heck they're doing with him. But, you know, again, like I said, just a bad injury. You know, it just didn't even look good because he would have scored easily. And, I mean, he just immediately stopped dead cold and grabbed the back of his leg. And it was like, wow. So, but yeah, you know, the Dodgers dropped a couple in a row to the Angels, which is a little, but, you know, they are, you know, tomorrow they start a series with the Cubs. So we'll see how that works out.
I'm sure they're going to bring somebody up, but I think they'd be fine for 4-6. I mean, unless Seager is going to be out for the rest of the season, then you'd really want to make a move.
Yeah. And hopefully that won't be the case. You know, if it's serious, like they're saying, it may be a little longer, but, you know, they definitely have the roster depth that, you know, like I said, it was just more sad than anything else. Well, oh, boy, well, there's music, so we're going to take off. But you know the deal while we're coming. Go over to sportsradio.com. Don't forget,
sportsradio.com.